What you're about to hear is my interpretation of what I read on social media site on the side where it has like trending topics that are going on. And it's in reference to a big thing about gun control during a time of silence. It was supposed to be silence in respect of those that were lost because of a crazy lunatic. And they changed it from being that to a place to be political once again. And one thing I have to say is that when you disarm honest, hardworking Americans, you're asking for trouble. So here's my thoughts on that. And here's my interpretation and my little rant or my thoughts on the matter. And I'm sorry that the quality's not the greatest. Page, just taking a look at what's going on. And on the side, it has like popular things that are going on or what's being talked about and whatnot. And I see that a unanimous or just about unanimous bipartisan vote for women to also become eligible, well, to be drafted into the United States military. And I see that McCain is all in support of this, and you see comments on all these different things. And I am aghast at how ignorant this all is. They will not even pass or get the states to ratify the ERA bill, which is the most straightforward piece of legislation. And I may be saying it incorrectly, and I apologize. But it is the most straightforward thing that I've ever read, if you'll take a look at a lot of things that the government has their hand in writing. It's basically, you know, to sum it up for you, is all men and women are created equal. That's it. This has been going on for generations. But yet, you're saying now that the bearers of children, the ones that keep the population going, and men too, don't get me wrong, but you're saying now that they are to be drafted too. But if you'll take a look and you'll really look at everything, it still says that women cannot serve in combat, as far as I know, unless there's something I missed. And I am a prior military person, so I'm not just saying this to promote draft dodging and things like that. I'm just saying, wow, you can do that, but since Obamacare has taken effect, I go to the VA hospital, clinics, all of that, and was informed that the women's health area has dramatically decreased in availability of services. For example, female exams, unless you have a pre-existing condition, is limited now, instead of which is what is recommended, either once every 6 months or once a year in most cases. If you've got any history of female problems, they say every 6 months to go. But other than that, you know, normal, healthy female, especially over a certain age, every year you should get a pap smear or other female exams, the mammograms, and you name it. Wow. Now it is once every 5 years. So we've got this going on. You know, we're losing more and more things. But hey, folks, now your girls can be drafted. Are you kidding me? You can't help us take care of our reproductive organs. You make us more susceptible to female issues because you limit healthy checkups. You won't say that we're equal, but now we're equal in the fact that we can now be drafted. To me, that's not good enough, folks. It is in no way, shape, or form good enough. And I spoke to an old schooler and when I was in the military. You know, I was young and naive. And they asked the question, well, do you think women should be drafted or should they, you know, be able to serve in combat? Well, I thought, well, yeah, of course. And this old schooler told me, and he went through the Vietnam War and really lived it. And he said, no, you don't. You don't want that. You don't know what you're talking about. And I looked at him, And, you know, I was ready to defend women. And I said, well, tell me why. Thank God I had the sense to ask why. He said, because, first off, a male adversary, a male soldier, will do everything in their power to kill you all because they can't be brought down by a woman because it would bring shame to them and their culture would require some deep repercussions, even death. It would be the most dishonorable thing. He said, and that's just one little thing. The other thing is this. Rape is a common technique for interrogation, common for torture. In most of the world, women are considered second-class citizens. So think about that before you think that this is a good idea. Now, this was back in the 90s that he said this to me, and it stuck with me. At that time, I believe there was a female representative. I'm not sure from where or exactly what she was or whatever. But she was vying for women to go into combat. And as it is, there are still some women in some positions that you have no choice. You're going to go into combat situations or dadgum near close to it. And she was saying, well, we should all be able to, and this is a right of us. And I'm like, shut up. You know, don't speak for me. And I'm not even sure that that female person had ever been in the military. And I don't understand how anybody who's never experienced this has a right to decide for everybody else that they should go to war or that they should be drafted. You can't say that women are equal. You limit their reproductive rights. You limit their ability to stay healthy because there are differences in female issues versus male issues. I mean, it's biology. It's not some fake thing that we came up with. I mean, it's proven. We have different concerns, different issues. Our bodies are different. And it just is surprising to me that this got passed so unanimously or close to it. It saddens me that you can do this and think it's a great thing, but you can't show equality for all in one of our most sacred documents. That's all I have for you today. Y'all have a fantastic, fabulous day. And I wish many blessings upon all of you.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.